Getting Healthy with Dr. Jimis.
Brought to you by MVP IV.
Supplements.
So you and I both, we take supplements like candy.
I take a handful.
I mean, so in the morning, I have this little regimen I do, Terry, and I take the, in the morning, do my vitamin D, a B, a CoQ10, and I go into the afternoon, you know, with some chondroitin and all this other stuff and a few other things. And I go into the evening with magnesium. And throughout the day, I'm like, I overdose on B12 pretty much. Am I doing the right thing? Wait a minute. He hesitated.
No, I'm not hesitating. I'm thinking which tangents I go off on this because I kind of do the same thing.
Okay.
Now I kind of take maybe a variation of different things than you, but kind of, you know, similar products, but yes, you're doing the right thing. No doubt you're doing the right thing. But here's the thing. If we're going to really delve deep into this, some of the nutrients, minerals, vitamins that we ingest per our mouth and our gut, the question is how much of it is it really being absorbed?
Exactly, And
that's the question. And it's better than not doing it. Mm-hmm. But there's kind of a saying sometimes these vitamins are just expensive urine.
Yeah.
Because it just goes through your system, comes right out. But I look at it a different way. I think if your body is craving it, it'll keep what it wants. Unless your gut just doesn't absorb it. Because there's certain vitamins and minerals that we take that may just go right through us and others might
be absorbed
100%. And we just don't know. Now, how do you figure that out? Well, there are tests out there you can get. You can go like, there's certain lab companies that will actually do, for lack of a better term, a gut check on you.
Yep.
And they can tell if your metabolism and your chromosomes and blah, 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 everything lines up that says, hey, you're going to be a good ingester of this vitamin and this mineral, but you're not a good ingester of this. So you should probably find a different way of getting it.
Okay.
Which leads us to infusion, because IV infusion and injections, like muscular injections, it will go straight into the bloodstream if you do that, and you know you're getting it that way. And again, you may still pee some out that or urinate out that you don't need, but you know you're getting it, and you're bypassing the efficiency or lack of efficiency of the gut potentially. So
gotcha. Camille, I notice when I'm not taking my supplements, my energy level is not sustained to the day. Maybe I'm not sleeping as well. Like I've done, you could say it's a placebo or whatever, but I don't think it is. I know the difference of when I'm not taking supplements and when I am taking supplements.
Sure.
And there's two types of vitamin B, for instance. There's
actually a lot of types of vitamin B. Yeah.
Yeah.
But B12 is kind of like the popular one. And that's the one that helps with your energy and keeps you like
there's
more alert.
There's a what is it? The synthetic one and then the natural one. I can't remember the name of those two. But anyway, the natural one, I notice the difference. The synthetic one, for whatever reason, my body just doesn't absorb.
And that's the other thing too is when you go to the pharmacy and you get a bottle of, say, vitamin B12, we're on that subject.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's kind of like what you're saying. Is it the generic or synthetic one versus the real one? And is this one have a component in it that helps absorb it better and blah, 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 you know? So there's a lot of question marks on that. So just because the bottle says, oh, we've been approved by the...
Doesn't mean anything.
Whatever committee in America doesn't necessarily mean.
So what anything. Are some good basic, like if you're like, okay, I don't really know what my body's doing, but some good basic vitamins that people should consider.
Sure. There's okay. Let me, hopefully the audience has a pen or pencil or something like this. Cause there's several.
We'll wait.
We'll wait. We'll give you a second.
We'll give you a second.
Run to the other room. So three of the most or more important vitamins is because we find that most human beings don't get enough of this,
okay,
and they're vital for a lot of things, is vitamin D.
D. That's the sun vitamin.
That's the sun vitamin. That's right. So you can get it through sun or obviously ingestion of a lot of milk or dairy products will have vitamin D, of course. Okay. B12, as you mentioned. B12 is classic for so many things. And iron. Actually, iron we...
Especially for women.
Especially for women as you get older. So iron's very important for just everything healthy. Vitamin D is probably the number one of all those. I mean, if you had to pick and choose vitamin D, but...
They know the effectiveness of vitamin D. There's been enough studies now that where they understand the importance of it now.
There's so many things that helps with that.
I just want to say something just real quick. So when you opened up MVP IV, I've talked to you and your partner, Ron, enough. You know, Camille, when we were talking to them, they were so... you guys were... It was very important for you to get the... make sure that they were getting the potency that they were paying for.
Right.
And you guys were dead set on that. That was a non-negotiable. You guys wanted to make sure that the what you were putting in their in the bodies of people that pay, like when they were being injected, was what that you guys say. So you went through some rigorous testing and all this other stuff that we can get into later.
Yeah, we did. And long story short, we wanted to put in whatever bag IV they get or shot they get, that they're getting the maximum safe dose that you can. Because you can go down to any IV infusion place and it may have the same ingredients, but what our place doesn't know from place B or place C, and they don't know from us, is what is actually your ingredients. It's kind of like going to your favorite pizza place and you don't know what's in their sauce. You know, it's tomatoes and oregano, and everybody's using the same base stuff, but why does that sauce taste better than that sauce? Why does that sauce give me a different effect than that sauce? Why does that IV give me a different effect than that IV, even though it says it has the same stuff in it? But we've tried to maximize that in a safe manner.
Okay.
So I think that answers your question. I think where you're going with this, but
And that goes to like the brands, like be careful on, you know, the brands that you buy. Sometimes it is worth the cost. Yeah.
One of the pharmaceutical companies we partner with is a company called Thorne, Thorne. And I'll give a plug to them because they actually do some rigorous like testing of their products, and they try to, you know, in other words, what we find is that they're B12, for example, might be a little bit more potent than somebody else's B12. So we've partnered with them. We've done some research on which companies we want to partner with, and they're one particular company that you can go to our website on MVP-IV.com, and you can actually become a member of the Thorne products and get your vitamins that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we know that there's probably going to be a lot of questions in regards to supplements. And so, you know, please email us or go to MVP-IV.com to, you know, just ask away, because guys, I'm telling you right now, education is vital. Huge. In this. I mean, in this, it's your body. You only have one body.
Yeah.
You got to take care of it. Right.
100%.
I mean, and you look fantastic. You're healthy. You look great. Like, I want my doctor that works on me
to look good.
To look good.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? I want him to care about health, not just, you know, whatever one thing that he's he does.
So take your vitamins.
Yeah. So watch what you take. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Once again,
thanks, folks.
Yeah. Go to the website and ask away, because I tell you what.
Yeah. Or go to visiteastdallas.com and ask us there. All right. So getting healthy with Dr. Jemis.
All right.
Tune in next week.
Yep. See you guys.